You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You just heard the fancy voice man say it. I don't have the fancy voice. I don't have all of that. But I'll tell you the same damn thing. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm being joined by producer, my main man, Manny Rodriguez. And I'm being joined by you. Everybody listening all over North America, thank you so much. I appreciate you. It's the eve of Thanksgiving. I hope you're setting aside some room in your stomach and your gut. Shout outs to everybody listening, whether you are on the road, you're at home, you're at work, you're on your local affiliate, you're on the free Odyssey app, you're on SiriusXM 158. Thank you so much. You know, I'm a normal person. I turn on the microphone, I walk into the studio, and boom, I'm on the radio. But I'm not just on the radio all day. I be minding my business, listening to things just like everybody else. And so I have also learned, as to no surprise, because I'm also someone who does a lot of driving and traveling, it's a crazy-ass travel day. I don't care if you're in the airport. I don't care whether you happen to be in your vehicle, and if you're in your vehicle, let me help you out. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours, but we know travel the day before Thanksgiving is absolutely nuts. And so I'm going to do what I do every single night, weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern to starting at 7 Pacific. I'm going to have a good time. And so if you're in the car and you're getting ready for Thanksgiving and you're traveling, let's have a good ass time. Because I've been there. I've done that. I've been on the road right now, traveling and turning through the radio and going, this sucks. I hope as you listen to the JR Sport Brief Show, I hope you don't say this sucks. And if you do, you suck. But anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah. How many radio shows do you hear that says you suck, but not you? I love you. Here's the deal. Every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And so as we approach Thanksgiving, I'm going to do the same exact thing. Thanksgiving is a time to give thanks. It's a time for families to come together. It's a time for people to absolutely show love. And if you're on the road right now, I hope that you are going out there and showing some love. And so tonight, what I will do in a few seconds, in a few moments, in a few minutes, is give you a top six list. And it's very simple. On the eve of Thanksgiving, I want to share with you the top six things that I am thankful for here in the year 2022. We're going to blink, and the year is going to be gone. We will blink. The NFL season will be over. Major League Baseball free agency will continue. We're going to move towards the national championship in college football. The NFL playoffs will start, and we will be in 2023. It will happen oh so quickly. And as I said, I know what it feels like to be on the road. I know what it feels like to travel. I know what it feels like to be on a road trip. I understand all of that. And so to start off tonight's show, we gave you a preview of all of the games that will take place on Thanksgiving. We talked about the Cardinals, of course, because they went to Mexico City and they absolutely sucked. We talked about Zach Wilson and his benching. We talked about Justin Fields and whether or not he's even playing, and And should the Chicago Bears even risk it? These are all reasonable conversations. Absolutely. And thank you to everybody who contributed on our Zach Wilson conversation. If we think about things and people who are not to be appreciated or not to be thankful for, Zach Wilson is probably on that list. He's crap. He doesn't accept responsibility. He doesn't stick up for his teammates. He doesn't show them that he's in the rabbit hole with him or the foxhole. And speaking of foxhole, Patrick Beverley is also crap, and he's a garbage NBA player, and he's running around telling everybody that, oh, yeah, I pushed DeAndre Ayton. I'm in the foxhole. No. You know, everybody has their role. You got to know it. Shout outs to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You got to know your role. On the eve of Thanksgiving, what is your role? Are you just showing up? You bringing some food? Are you bringing drinks? I don't know what you're bringing. Are you bringing your dish? Are you the designated cleaner of the dishes? Are you the person that's just going to fall asleep at Thanksgiving? Are you the person that's going to take the football games way too seriously? Like, everybody needs to know their role. Manny Rodriguez hanging out here with us tonight. Manny, before we get to this top six list, I got to ask you. Typically, on a Thanksgiving, what is your role, Manny? What the hell you do?
I make sure that football is on the TV at 12 o'clock and at 4 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. My job is very simple.
You are the designated handle the remote guy?
Yeah, actually, absolutely, because and especially Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my day to shine.
Oh, I'm not mad at him.
Yeah, I mean, it's real nice. I mean, it's only just the four of us. I mean, I have the World Cup this year, too, so that's fun. Never had that before.
Oh, World Cup on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous.
This will probably be the only time in your life that the World Cup is going to take place during Thanksgiving. And I don't know if that's a great thing. It is what it is right now, as we know the World Cup is taking place in Qatar. We've had many of upsets, Argentina losing to Saudi Arabia. Today I witnessed Japan beating Germany 2-1, which just is mind-boggling. I don't know how my friends in Germany, at least the players in Germany, will go home. And then we have some matchups. If you are into football, of the kicking variety, before the NFL gets started, 11 o'clock Eastern time, 8 a.m. Pacific, Portugal. Some guy named Ronaldo plays for that squad. They're going to take on the Black Stars of Ghana. And so Portugal taking on Ghana will be a nice precursor to everything that we will see on NFL Sunday. And so it is a very, very busy Thursday. It is a very, very busy time of the year. And I hope whatever you do for Thanksgiving, that you contribute. Whether you're pushing buttons like my main man Manny on a remote control, or whether you're going ahead and actually cooking or participating in some food, I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. This is a special pre-edition of the JR Sport Brief Show for Thanksgiving, as I'm going to give you a top six list of things I'm thankful for in 2022. What we're going to do. Yeah, not yet. What we're going to do is take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you that list. Thinking about sports, what am I thankful for in 2022? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere. A special holiday list on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Everybody loves a bad mamma jamma. Me included. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And right before we went to break, I told you something that's very simple. This is a time to give thanks. And I hope that you don't just treat people good in the holidays. I hope everything that you do in November and December that you take all throughout the year. Please remember that. Don't act like a great person for the last 2 months of the year and be a jerk for the first 10. And anyway, it's very simple. Every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a top six list. And tonight is really no different. And so, this evening, tonight, knowing that Thanksgiving is on our heels, I'm going to bring you a top six list of things I am thankful for in 2022, and then I will open up the phone lines to you. Let's not waste any time. Let's get started.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a top six list of things and people that I am thankful for in 2022. And I will not waste any time. This is a top six list, and I will start off with this number right here.
Number six.
At number six. Let me tell you something. I am thrilled that this man is healthy. I am thrilled that this man is performing beyond expectations. I am thrilled that he has jumped above and beyond his own injury history to being in an MVP race. I don't think he'll win it, but he's doing an amazing job. His name is Tua Tagovailoa. Yes, I am thankful and happy for this man in 2022, whether it was his hip injury, whether it was his Wonderlic test scores, whether it was being relieved by Ryan Fitzpatrick. Tua Tagovailoa has also bounced back from a disastrous just a couple of games where back-to-back his head was rattled. And what has he done since returning to the Miami Dolphins? Just thrown 10 touchdowns and zero interceptions like it's just another day at the park. The Dolphins are 7-3. People are looking at the Dolphins as a team that legitimately can escape the NFC, or excuse me, the AFC, and not just the AFC East. Tua Tagovailoa. I'm thankful to see him actually perform because he is a damn good quarterback. And to see him healthy and doing it, it is absolutely amazing. Tua Tagovailoa, in its simplest form, Mike McDaniel, the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins, he loves him. This is what Mike McDaniel had to say about Tua back in August.
I keep saying it because it blows my mind. You're talking about a guy that has really, really good accuracy. You could argue top end. I know I would. But he's a right-handed person that throws lefty, and it's what. But he has it has been phenomenal. Watch him grow. I'm so excited for him and his opportunity because he's been through it. People don't typically put themselves in people's shoes.
Yeah, that was Mike McDaniel on SiriusXM. Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa, he's a football freak. He's ambidextrous. Ambidextrous? Yeah, there you go. Ambidextrous. He can use his right hand. He can use his left hand. He's a short quarterback, and he is busting everybody's ass right now. If he's healthy, he's a dangerous man. I am thrilled that he is finally getting his just due. I am thankful for Tua Tagovailoa in the year 2022. I got Tua at number six. It's a countdown. What comes after six?
Number five.
At number five. Oh, I'm thrilled for this man. He's been waiting on this for about 20 years right now. He just won his first championship. As a manager, he won a championship in the early 80s. He had a chance to win it about 20 years ago. He had a chance to win it last year. I'm talking about Dusty Baker. I am thankful, I am thrilled that he has finally gotten over the hump. And he's not just a World Series champion as a player, he is a World Series champ as a manager, picking up that first victory with the Astros. And damn it, he might not even have had the chance if the Astros weren't banging on garbage cans and using cameras in 2017. Dusty Baker, this man is 73 years old, finally getting over the hump as a manager. I'm thrilled. This is what Dusty Baker had to say about finally, getting that World Series championship.
You know, so I don't think about being older. I don't think about my age. But I do think about, being the third black manager with Dave Roberts and my good friend Cito Gaston, who was responsible really for me as a kid when I first signed with the Braves. I was 18 years old, and he took care of me in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, you got to appreciate and love Dusty Baker. There's a reason why the Houston Astros hired him after their controversy. He's likable. He's respected. And God bless him, he finally won a championship as a manager. He accepted a one-year contract extension. He will be back with the Houston Astros. And there is not an individual, not a manager, that you could look at and say, oh, he's actually easy to root for. You won't find anybody like that more so than Dusty Baker. Finally getting over that hump. It took three tries in the World Series, but he is finally a champion as a manager. What am I thankful for? Dusty Baker at number five. What's the next number?
Number four.
Talking about championships, this is, I can't even call it homerism, but of course, I live in Georgia. I love Georgia. I love the Bulldogs. I'm thankful for a squad who has finally won a national championship, and they did it earlier this year. I am thankful for a squad that is still competing for a national championship and legitimately has a chance to do so at the beginning of next year, which is only a little more than a month away. I am thankful for the Georgia Bulldogs. Thank you. Thank you for finally getting over Alabama. Thank you for finally holding on to win a national championship. Thank you to Kirby Smart, and God bless you for making all of that money, all of that bread. And then Nick Saban said, I need to make more, but that's a conversation for another day. The Georgia Bulldogs are 11-0. They're the number one ranked team in the college football playoff. They will probably and likely annihilate Georgia Tech this upcoming weekend, and then they're going to go to the SEC championship game and take on LSU. I like LSU too. I love Louisiana. Yeah, I'm a Georgia guy who loves Louisiana. Sue me. Anyway, the Bulldogs will take on LSU, and I hope that they smash them on their way into the college football playoff. I'm thankful for the Bulldogs. I'm thankful for them being competitive. I'm thankful for them finally winning a championship after what was more than 35 years. And their head coach, Kirby Smart, he talked about their expectations prior to the season, and this is what he had to say.
We started this thing off last year with the quote, success comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. Well, we embraced that last year, and guess what? That doesn't change. So for our team, it's embedded in what we do. You know, we didn't build this program on hoping for one-year wonders or hoping for one opportunity. We built the program to be sustained. And you sustain it by what you do every single day. And this program was built to be here for a long time. And we have an unbelievable footprint with which we get to recruit.
Yes, sustainability. Thank God. That's what I want from the Bulldogs. Sustainability and winning. Not just showing up to the party, but actually winning it. Thank you so much. In 2022, I am thankful for the Bulldogs. I got them at number four on my list. What comes after four?
Number three.
At number three, the top six things I am thankful for in 2022. I'm actually thankful for an individual at number three. I'm happy that this individual has, quote unquote, been set free. I'm thrilled that this man no longer has to deal with a circus, a sideshow, just malcontents. He didn't deserve this. I am thankful that Steve Nash is free. Yes, Steve Nash, one of the greatest point guards that the NBA has ever seen, one of the greatest distributors, one of the greatest scorers, one of the greatest shooters. Unfortunately, Steve Nash was tasked with coming in to assume what was supposed to be an easy job, coaching Kyrie Irving and coaching Kevin Durant. We know that this team and this squad went directly into the toilet because of their personalities, because of COVID, because of Kyrie Irving, really, because of Kyrie. They traded for James Harden, and then they got him out the building because he didn't want to be there. They bring in Ben Simmons, and Kyrie just puts his foot in his mouth, and Steve Nash is given the boot. I'm thankful for Steve Nash because I empathize with the man. I am happy that he no longer has to deal with this circus and that he can go back to focusing in on his family. He can focus in on television. He can focus in on contributing to Team Canada basketball. He can focus in on his business endeavors. Steve Nash is such a great human being. I'm thankful that he is free. But we should have known the writing was on the wall, because the minute that Steve Nash was hired, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, they sat down on Durant's Etc.'s podcast, and they basically said, we can all be the damn head coach.
And now he's the head coach, you know, and I think it's also going to change the way we see coaches. I don't really see us having a head coach, you know what I mean? Like, KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Jack Vaughn could do it one day. It could be. It's a collaborative effort, I think, on our part.
That's the word right there. When I seen the hire, that's the word I thought of. Like, this is a collaborative team at this point.
Excuse me? Anybody could be the head coach? Well, how does that work out in Brooklyn? Everybody on the Brooklyn Nets, and we talked about this last night, nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to accept responsibility. Jacques Vaughn is the new head coach taking on after Steve Nash, and does it really matter? Kyrie Irving is just going through the motions. Kevin Durant made it clear over the summer he doesn't want to be there. And Ben Simmons, he's just there. The Brooklyn Nets are a disaster. And congratulations to Steve Nash for escaping this disaster. Yeah, he basically got fired, but this was the best thing for him. Steve Nash, number two. He's number three, actually, on things I'm thankful for. Let's get to this number now.
Number two.
This is the real number two. What am I thankful for in 2022? Let me just not waste any time. I am thrilled. I am happy that Aaron Rodgers is in a crap year. Aaron Rodgers has taken us on a journey over the past several seasons of just being miserable. They drafted my replacement. I need my money. Am I going to leave? Am I going to go? Am I going to host Jeopardy? Where are my receivers? Wah, wah, wah. I used to love Aaron Rodgers as a football player. One of the most exciting guys I've ever seen on the field. Still one of the best quarterbacks ever. But this man is a pain in the ass. I got no problem with the Packers there, unfortunately, right now at 4-7. But Aaron Rodgers, oh, I'm wallowing in the fact that his team sucks. and he looks miserable, and his contract might actually be a disaster. You want to listen to somebody whine about his teammates even though he didn't show up to work or practice with them? Here, this is Aaron Rodgers back in August.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good we do it in practice. So it's unfortunately some of the same guys. That's, you know, repeat mistakes are a problem. So we just got to clean those things up a little bit. The young guys, you know, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. You know, a lot of drops, a lot of, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we gotta get better in that area.
Okay. Listen, we are pulling up into December. Aaron Rodgers, at this point right now, he sounds like he wants a cigarette. Or maybe he wants to drink some of that ayahuasca. I don't know what he needs to drink, eat, smoke to feel better, but I am also thrilled and glad that someone who's just always whining, moaning, and complaining is on the downside. I don't wish harm on anybody personally, but professionally, yes, I'm actually happy. And yeah, I'm thankful that Aaron Rodgers is feeling a little bit of the pain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am giving you a top six list of things that I am thankful for in 2022. Top six, I just gave you five. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, I'm going to give you number one, and then I am going to take your phone calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I think I speak for everyone saying that your show is the best, man. At the end of the day, there's nothing like sitting back, listening to you, and just, you know, life is stressful right now, and I think you calm us all down, and it's nice to just listen to what you have to say.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You're damn right life is stressful. That's why you got to be thankful for what you got. You got to take advantage of what you got. You got to share what you got to make life easier for others. It's just an amazing time. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And as I do every single Wednesday night, it's a Thursday morning, I'm bringing you a new top six list because it's Thanksgiving. I'm giving you a top six list of things and people that I'm thankful for in 2022. Yes, in the world of sports, I'm about to give you number one. Let me give you a recap here. I am thankful for Tua Tagovailoa. I am so happy and thrilled that this man is finally getting a chance and an opportunity, and he is lighting it up. At number five, I gave you Dusty Baker. At 73 years old, his third World Series appearance over the past about 20 years, he finally won a championship as a manager. Thankful for him. At number four, I gave you the Bulldogs. Yes, I'm a resident of Georgia. I love Georgia, and I love the Bulldogs. I think it's a beautiful thing that they're actually a competitive squad that doesn't necessarily have to worry about Alabama being in their damn way. At number three, I am thankful. This sounds weird. This sounds odd. I am thankful that Steve Nash got the boot from Brooklyn because he got saved. He got saved from a disaster. He got saved from a sinking ship. He got saved from a scenario that he did not need to be in. Players didn't appreciate him, took him for granted. Steve Nash, yes, he wasn't the greatest of coaches. But the fact is, I'm thankful he no longer has to participate in this dumpster fire that is known as the Brooklyn Nets. At number two, top six things I'm thankful for in 2022. I am thankful that Aaron Rodgers this season is going through the quote-unquote crash and burn. The Green Bay Packers are currently 4-7. We've had to deal with the past two, seemingly 3 years of Aaron Rodgers. Am I coming? Am I going? Am I retiring? Am I staying? You took my replacement. Am I going to go? Who loves me? Who doesn't love me? I'm going to host Jeopardy. Enough. I'm glad that he sucks right now. I'm glad that the team sucks. I wouldn't mind not seeing Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. My apologies to all my friends and fans of the Green Bay Packers. In a few minutes, I'm going to hit the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In the world of sports, what are you thankful for? I'm going to take your calls, but I have something else to do. It's a top six list. I just gave you five. I think it's very simple. We have another number left. And what number is that?
Number one.
At number one, if I have to think about what I am thankful for the most in 2022 in the world of sports, you know what? I'm not going to talk to you about it. I'm going to allow you to hear it. How about we go to this radio network? How about I am thankful for this man who completed this action in historical fashion? Listen.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him.
That was courtesy of Mr. John Sterling of the Yankees Radio Network. I am thankful for Aaron Judge. We actually have a superstar athlete who is the anti-Aaron Rodgers, who is the anti-Kyrie, who is the anti-Kevin Durant. Someone who's not complaining about their position with the team, someone who isn't happy or unhappy about their contract and wants to whine and moan and complain, someone who actually backed it up on the field, didn't complain, didn't whine, and earned every cent of the money that will be coming his way. I am thankful at number one for Aaron Judge here in 2022. Rejecting a contract extension from the New York Yankees in the amount of $213 million, this man now has an opportunity to double that money on his new contract. Is it going to come from the San Francisco Giants? Is it going to come from the Dodgers? All things considered, I still believe he will remain with the Yankees. That is a belief, not a fact. But he is basically doubling his money because he had one of the best seasons that we have ever witnessed in Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge, 62 home runs, 131 RBIs, 133 runs in 157 games. He didn't whine. He didn't moan. He didn't complain. He didn't ask for a trade. He didn't try to bully the organization. He didn't quit. He didn't act like Ben Simmons. Aaron Judge, I am thankful for this man because he is exemplary for what we should look at as a professional athlete in the year 2022. Where he plays in 2023 and beyond is still to be determined, but I'm thankful for Aaron Judge. How he composed himself, how he behaved, how he completed the final year of his contract, how he treats the media, how he treats and actually appreciates the fans. These are things that I have seen and witnessed with my own two eyes, up close and personal, from a sports perspective. At number one, yes, I am thankful for Aaron Judge and how he has behaved, what he has given and done for Yankee fans, what he's done for the organization, and more importantly, what he has done for himself. God bless him. He's about to get paid. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is very simple. When you think about sports, what are you thankful for in the year 2022? Let me give you a quick recap. At number six, what am I thankful for? Tua Tagovailoa. At number five, I gave you Dusty Baker. At number four, I gave you the Georgia Bulldogs. At number three, I gave you the firing of Steve Nash. Good for him. At number two, I'm thankful that Aaron Rodgers is getting his butt whooped. And at number one, I'm thankful for a class act, a classy individual, and Aaron Judge. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. In the world of sports, what are you thankful for? Let's go to Mark. He's calling from Nova Scotia, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, JR, great list. And actually, I pretty much knew what your number one was going to be. If it wasn't, I would have been a little bit concerned. But I did want to add another name to that list, or, well, on my list, I guess. And it might sound strange. You know, I wanted Aaron Judge and Saquon Barkley on that list, and I'm a Washington Commanders fan and a Blue Jays fan. But I think Saquon Barkley is just a great, great story. You know, there were people that had basically written him off, you know, after his, you know, injuries and sort of unstable year. You know, I think he missed some time because of COVID as well. I think it's a great story. So I'm adding Saquon to my list.
Most certainly. And thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. Saquon Barkley having a bounce-back season after tearing his ACL, dealing with a high ankle sprain. Saquon Barkley is a prime candidate to be a bounce-back and, you know, I don't know what they officially call the comeback player of the year. That's what they officially call it. He's a prime candidate for that. And he's also a prime candidate to get a beautiful extension from the New York Giants. It's a nice thing to see someone, you know, bounce back from adversity. And Saquon Barkley is certainly doing that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are you thankful for on the sports scene here in 2022? Reggie, he's calling from Spartanburg, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, man, land of Zion. Went to a basketball game earlier this season in Charlotte, second game of the season, and we said to ourselves, well, second game, Zion should be healthy. And it wasn't about four games into the season. He'd been missing games ever since. So at least we got to see him in game two. But what I'm thankful for, you know, throughout all the COVID, the pandemic and all that, we got all these sports at one time. You know, back in the day, you used to have that dead time where it was nothing but baseball. So at least, you know, you got to find a silver lining out of something. You know, we getting they had that one night where they had like seven professional sports had played at the same time. You know, so we always got something to watch and something to bet on. How much of this NFL's rest of this season is going to be rigged by Vegas like always? And the Raiders ineptitude, you got a team right there in the Sin City. It's hard to stay focused. You got John Gruden came in there, messed everything up, getting paid $100 million. What you think about that?
Well, Reggie, how long you been listening to my show?
This is my first year listening to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, man, I can spend, and I think I have, hours upon hours, unfortunately, talking about the Raiders and how disastrous of a situation that they have or have put themselves in with the hiring of John Gruden. So what do I think about that from, I don't know, last year? It's a disaster. The Raiders are a disaster. And I don't believe that the current situation is going to work out. I'm sorry to be so gloom or doom and gloom on Thanksgiving. But, yeah, the Raiders are crap. And, unfortunately, that's something that you know already, Reggie. But thank you, man.
Yes, sir. I got a bet with my buddy every year who had the best record, either the Raiders or the Panthers. So, you know, I'm looking to cash in on them this year. It's a bum bowl. It's either to find out who is trash and who is dumpster juice. So between the two, somebody got to lose. You know what I mean?
Well, I hope you and your friend have more positive things to think about than the dumpster bowl, okay? Thank you, Reggie. Appreciate you. No doubt. Reggie is just like, yeah, me and my friends get together and we think about the worst teams in the NFL. We put money on it. Wow. It sounds terrible, man. I hope you can find something positive to look at. 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about positivity. What are you thankful for? Josh is here from Sacramento. Go ahead, Josh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? Yeah,
I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, honestly, man, I'm thankful that the Sacramento Kings are finally relevant a little bit. You know, I might be jumping a gun a little bit, but mean, the whole team looks really, really good. De'Aaron Fox is playing well. And, I mean, outside of today, you know, on the back-to-back, you know, we've been looking really, really good.
Yeah, well, the Sacramento Kings were down here in Atlanta, Georgia tonight. And the Sacramento Kings, yeah, they have looked great on the offensive side of the ball. I still think they leave a lot to be desired on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think they have talent who can actually play defense. But this is better than what you have seen over the past, I don't know, 15, 16 years. So if I'm you and I'm a Kings fan, I will certainly take it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Definitely got some room to grow on that defensive end. You're 100%.
Well, no doubt about that. They have no problem going up and down the court. Thank you, Josh, for calling from Sacramento. Yeah, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're being positive ahead of Thanksgiving. We're thinking about things and individuals and people that we are thankful for. I guess I'm not the best example. I'm thankful that Aaron Rodgers is a loser, but, you know, it's my list. I can do what I want. And I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you can't call, if it's not safe for you to pick up your phone, you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. What are you thankful for in the world of sports here in 2022? I'm going to take more of your calls. We're also going to hear from Miss America. Yes, Miss America is going to join us ahead of the Thanksgiving Day parade. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side. Don't move.